jump out of the glorious land for a moment, but for the purpose of going back into it. Testimonies, Volume 1, page 131 says, "Why is it so hard to lead a self-denying, humble life? Because professed Christians are not dead to the world. It is easy living after we are dead, but many are longing for the leeks and onions of Egypt. They have a disposition to act and dress as much like the world as possible and yet go to heaven." What I want you to see here is that Sister White is using the world and Egypt interchangeably. If you're not dead to the world, if you want to be like the world, then you are longing for the leeks and onions of Egypt. And there's several places where she makes this comparison, a couple more so you'll see what I mean. The Great Controversy 627 says, "The plagues of Egypt, when God was about to deliver Israel, were similar in character to those more terrible and extensive judgments which are to fall upon the world just before the final deliverance of God's people." The plagues of Egypt are symbolic of the plagues that fall on the world. Signs of the Times, March 6, 1884. "Many are not growing strong because they do not take God at his word. They are conforming to the world. Every day they pitch their tents nearer Egypt when they should encamp a day's march nearer heavenly Canaan." Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, page 240 says, "The Lord God of Israel is to execute judgment upon the gods of this world as upon the gods of Egypt." Egypt and the world, more often than not, Egypt symbolizes the world. So when we're looking at Daniel 11 from the perspective of it's a struggle for geography, and we see that verse 40 and onward is definitely the sequence of events that take place at the end of the world, because they move right into Daniel 12:1, where Michael stands up and human probation closes. So these verses are obviously at the end of the world. And in verse 40, when we identify this as describing the struggle that began in the 1798 time period between atheism and Catholicism and culminates in the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1989, brought about by an alliance between the Vatican and the United States, as verse 40 says, we see geography once again is the focus of the verse. And then verse 41, "Whatever the glorious land is," we see the king of the north capturing a land, and I would suggest to you that the word land right there tells you its geography, but those that want to say that it's the Adventist church will just pass by that thought for a moment. But nevertheless, first the Soviet Union, second the glorious land, whatever it may be, and then third, he captures Egypt. And Egypt, as we've been looking at, very clearly symbolizing the world. And in verse 42, he shall